So we had a regularly scheduled program here. We had some content we were going to bring you. But now, something has occurred today behind the scenes that demands our immediate attention. So we are joined in studio, Toby, myself, Tanny Rouillet, by our corporate advisor, our supervisor here at 106.7 The Fan, Ryan Christopher Clary. Corporate Clary, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Doing real well.
Appreciate you joining us. And our boss, Mr. Chris Condon.
CK, hey, how are you? Danny, how are you?
I'm very, very well. So what I want to do here is try to establish the facts and try to establish the issue, if I may. Please correct me. This is both of you now. If I say something wrong. There was a meeting today via Zoom at 1:30.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday
is what I meant to say. Thank you. There's a meeting yesterday at 1:30. Ryan tells everybody, in addition to the one note that he plays, which is to hop in the stream. He doesn't talk to us anymore about anything else. Yep. Just wants us in the stream.
Yep.
Sets up the stream. The thing's not working. He's like on his hands and knees underneath trying to fix his camera.
Yelled at a few people, I think.
Yeah, barked at people.
Going under the hood.
Far.
Yep. Yeah, right. Yeah, I was going under the hood trying to figure some things out and did not figure those things out.
And it took like a long time and it's like he's down there, then it's awkward. So he's late for the meeting because he wanted to go get a cup of coffee.
Yep.
So far, yep. Right? So it's a Zoom meeting. At 1:33, give or take.
I would say 1:32.
1:32, 1:33, somewhere in there.
Sure.
Right around there, a couple minutes after the start of the meeting. On the meeting. With our boss, our guy Lou, and the new person you are reporting to.
Lou, yes.
The new person you're reporting
Lou
to.
Lou is the new
Lou
person.
Is the new Lou person. Is the new person. Yeah, Lou's my boss.
Way to go, Lou. I didn't know that.
Let's go, Lou.
We're announcing a Lou promotion. That's very nice. Good for Lou. All right. And then there's somebody else in the meeting, too. Four people.
No, it was just, three. Just CK, Lou, and I.
I mean, that makes it more incredible.
Yep. Oh, it was awkward.
So, the meeting starts. No Ryan. A couple minutes later, there is Ryan.
Just me and Lou just sitting there waiting for Ryan.
Just sitting there making eye contact, making small talk.
Just two managers waiting for Ryan.
And Ryan hops on and says, I believe I've got this correct. Sorry I'm late. I was going to say that I was late because I was talking to CK.
Yes.
One of the three parties in the meeting.
Yes, I did say that.
Yeah. You said that during the meeting.
I did.
Which, by the way, would have been a lie because he was not late for that reason.
Okay.
We passed in the hallway right outside my office. I sat down and got on the Zoom, and then we waited for Ryan. Ryan was late because he went to get coffee.
Right.
We were all waiting for Ryan because he was getting coffee. And he said at the beginning of the meeting when he got there late, oh, I was going to lie to everybody and blame it on CK. That's what he said. And I was in the meeting.
He was in the meeting.
This is the part that I can't believe more than, like, if you weren't in the meeting, everyone would know who you are. Mm-hmm. And you could, and he could say, I'm getting away with it, or I'm making a joke about that or something. Yeah. There are three people in this meeting, and you're one of the three.
Yeah.
And he starts the meeting off with a lie while being late.
While also technically meeting my new boss at this time. So it is kind of a double whammy, but let me just say this.
Okay.
Yeah, let me say this. I was going to get some coffee. It was 1:29, and actually I saw CK walking by. I was like just a mess. I had like a laptop in one hand. I had like my water bottle in the other.
You've been on your hands and knees down here with trying to be an electrician.
Why don't you recount the lengthy conversation we had when we passed each other in the hallway?
I was like, hey, CK.
And then what?
Hey, Ryan.
And then?
And then I went to go get coffee.
Oh, dear.
But what about all the time there that caused you to be late? All the things that I said that made you late.
I was planning to go in the other studio, and I bypassed that studio because I was like, you know what? I'm going to get some coffee. I need some coffee. You know me, Danny.
I drink a lot of coffee.
We're
coffee guys here. You and me are part of the coffee club.
Yes.
No problem.
We drink a lot of coffee. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking like that I would have some time. And lo and behold, it's 1:32. And all of a sudden,
happen?
I'm 2 minutes late. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, I talked to CK in the hallway. I'll just be like, oh, I was talking with CK. Like, he's the boss. Like, Lou's going to be like, oh, no problem.
But what did you think when you saw my face on the Zoom? Did it occur to you to go, maybe I shouldn't use that as the excuse, but then say it to him as well?
Before the meeting, did you know who was going to be in the meeting generally?
I just thought it was a one-on-one meeting with Lou and I. So here, you know what? Like, I know I love Lou. Lou's my new boss. I've worked with Lou for a few years.
Oh, man.
This was supposed to be a one-on-one meeting. And then all of a sudden.
So CK honed in on your meeting?
So CK all of a sudden just came into this meeting. And which, by the way, I'm not going to back the bus up anymore. But, but,
oh boy.
According to today, CK was like, I forgot about that meeting until I saw you.
Well, I was optional because I am the vice president of sports.
Oh, so, my God. I'm just saying.
Time for uppercut.
My presence was optional, yet I was still on time.
Good. Here's the thing. You were coming back from the coffee machine, and I was going to the coffee machine. And also, let's just say this. In the Zoom world, I think it is appropriate to be like 2 minutes late.
No.
I think 2 minutes late to a meeting is fine.
That's the most self-centered thing I've ever heard in my life.
It is a little bit.
So annoying.
But okay, let's be honest. Everyone is.
No.
Everyone is?
No.
I barely have meetings.
Not everyone is late to 5 minutes.
First of all,
you
have meetings all the time, second of all.
It's a lot of meetings,
I don't remember what all I'm on. Third of all, maybe. The people, two-thirds of who's in that meeting are in that hallway at that point in time. It's optional for him. He's on time and you're not.
He was.
But the thought process of, I'm going to go ahead and say this thing. I'm going to go and tell everybody I was going to lie and blame it on one of the people in this meeting.
Yeah.
Like, why would you not go, it was Darius's fault?
Well, Darius was out yesterday. Darius was out. Yeah, he was on vacation.
Or blame it on Drab. Everybody else blames everything on Drab.
I mean, fair.
Here's a crazy idea.
Yeah.
Say, I lost track of time and grabbed coffee.
Well, no, because I
had trouble with my computer. I had trouble logging in. So anything other than, sorry I was late. I was going to blame it on you.
I mean, so here's the thing. It's like, if you come up with like the computer excuse, it's kind of like the same thing as my dog ate my homework. Like everyone has a computer issue in 2025. Mm-hmm. But if I'm like, well, I was talking with CK, that's, CK's the boss.
Except that I was there.
He was.
I didn't know. I know.
You saw my face.
Your face.
What was going through your mind?
I don't know. I was going to use that excuse, and I just thought it'd be funny because I was like, oh, sorry, I was like 2 minute late. Sky. Like I was actually going to use CK as an excuse because, I mean, technically, if you look at it, we did have a conversation.
Oh, stop this. Again, the conversation was, hey, Ryan. Hey, Chris.
Yeah. I did say, now that I think about it, I was like, hey, just about to hop in a meeting.
Yeah.
So I think you may have said like, oh, what's up? And I was like, hopping in a meeting right now, just walked right by. Mm-hmm. Didn't know he was going to be in that meeting.
We should have more meetings.
I was going to say, a lot of meetings.
Yeah.
There's so much that's incredible to me about it. You said it's an ever-present excuse with Zoom. Grant and I do our weekly hits with our buddy Derek Forrest, DC News Now, and I have to restart Zoom 60% of the time.
Yeah.
It's just a thing, right? When you don't pay for it or whatever. Like, that's the most reasonable, normal excuse in human history. Sorry, I had to restart my computer for Zoom. I don't know why restarting it works, but it does. The same way I don't know why unplugging this camera 51 times, and the 52nd time, it eventually works.
Well, it doesn't work now.
Right, it doesn't work. Yeah, Toby's using his laptop. But the point of the dude's story is, is it in your mind, are you going, this is a funny joke as to why I appear so selfish?
No,
or is it I've been caught? Like, what? Like
this? I was like, this is a good excuse. I was like, this is going to work.
Right.
I was 2 minutes late. This is going to work.
You can't, it would never work because I'm literally there.
Mm.
That's why we're here today.
Well, yeah, I know. That's why we're here today. Like, in hindsight, it's not the best excuse. I could have used the Zoom sucks, and I'm like, it just took me a while to load up, which sometimes it does, but yesterday, loaded up like that, and everything worked. I was just like, I was joking around and be like, I was going to use CK as an excuse while I was 2 minutes late.
Can I ask you a very important question?
Yes.
Is there anything else you're planning on blaming on me
that
I need to know?
No.
Nothing else. You sure?
Today.
Let me.
Is it my fault that the camera wasn't working?
No, I'm not going there yet.
Okay, not yet.
Not yet.
And you know what hasn't happened now that I'm thinking about this, now that we're all here together? Does this room appear really clean to you?
Nope.
Nope. Whatever happened to that?
Why am I supposed to be clean the room?
Because you stole the wipes, buddy. You stole the
It was cleaner.
Theme of dishonesty here. There's a
cleaner.
Little bit of a theme here.
But that the cleaner was not dishonesty, though. That was not.
No, it's theft. It's just
theft. It's just straight up theft. And that's different.
Yeah.
That's different.
No,
and I was
worse.
Caught.
It's worse.
And just saying.
I think you were caught in this lie, too,
you were pretty
buddy.
Dishonest
I was
to
caught.
Grant.
No, I was not. I told Grant that I was borrowing it, which I...
Well, that's a lie.
Did, I think.
Another lie.
Right?
I borrowed it.
Another one.
I borrowed the cleaner, and the cleaner's great.
It's working well for you?
It's really good.
It's doing it.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Ryan, can you explain what a white lie is? Because it seems like you use them very often. Do you know what that phrase means?
I don't.
Can you explain it anyway? Is that possible?
Do your best.
It's a very... Thank you, Darius.
Yeah.
It's a very potent lie, I would
say. It's a potent lie.
A very potent lie that I think I have gotten away, maybe in some instances here and there, with the cleaner saying that, like, I was just going to borrow it. Maybe I did borrow it.
Yeah.
Maybe I took it home, and maybe it's sitting under the sink right
now. Is it a lie about something, like, really serious?
No, it's a stupid lie. It's a stupid, tiny lie.
But help me out. That's the part I'm getting hung up on here. Yeah. It's a good follow-up question here. So help me out with potent.
Potent means like a dense, like thick situation.
Like a dense, thick.
Yes.
All right. So like if I had like a great submarine sandwich with a bunch of like corned beef and Italian meats on
it.
That's a potent because of the thickness.
It's potent. Mm-hmm. It's thick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Thickness. So how would that make, what kind of lie would be a thick lie then?
I think a thick lie would be saying that, like, your dog ate your homework.
Right.
Like, we've all...
That's a thick lie. What's a thin lie, then?
A thin lie, I believe, in my opinion, is using CK as an excuse as to why I was a few minutes late to a meeting.
So that's a thin lie.
I think that was a thin lie. Like, I think it's one of those that's like, okay, whatever. But
which one's the white lie?
Probably the thinner lie.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think we got there.
So remember, we
went from potent lie... Mm-hmm. To the thin lie is thick.
With a couple of
thick.
C's,
yeah.
Or is it?
I would say two C's. I would use two C's for that one.
Okay,
it is a
thick lie. All right,
it's a thick lie.
Man, okay, thank you for that. I feel smarter now. But let's get back to the fact that you were late to the meeting.
Yep,
because of your own actions, your own. If I could say this, I don't think this is who you are, but your own selfishness.
Yes,
your own. My time more valuable than their time.
Yeah.
Part of it.
It was.
And then you chose to blame
the boss.
A third of the meeting. Like,
yeah.
You said like one of the three people that's involved.
I did.
Man.
I guess it was honest of you to admit that you were going to lie about that.
I suppose.
It was honest.
It was stupid.
It was dumb.
It was really dumb. But it was honest, I guess.
Yeah,
and we need to work on that with you, so that's good.
There have been a few slip-ups here and there.
A few slip-ups.
With some cleaning issues, all that stuff. But I will say this, like, I owned up to it. And I will say, like, I enjoyed that meeting, CK. You were in it. I think it was a great meeting. And some of the things...
Was it very productive?
It was a productive meeting,
that's
I
good.
Thought.
I kind of blacked out after that happened.
He did.
And all I could think about was, oh, my God, I can't believe this guy.
What did Lou say?
Lou was just sitting there, like, just laughing. Lou's a great guy. I love him. My new manager. I mean, he's awesome. The best boss there is.
He's got a lot of work to do.
We're all Lou fans here. Yeah. But you're laying on a little bit thick here. I think because you lied in front of him.
I did.
You were late in front of him.
I did.
We all get Lou's quality. But what was Lou saying about the fact that you were like, yeah?
I think it was more so Lou was kind of just sitting back and watching everything unfold. Because CK was like, why would you use me as an excuse if I'm in this meeting? I'm like, well, that's the thing. I didn't know that you were in the meeting. So if he wasn't going to be in there, I would just tell Lou. Right
there. Didn't you see his face?
Well, I did at that time. And that's why I was like, oh, like this is awkward.
You said that, you saw me. I was definitely there.
I know. Okay. I know. I was waiting. I was like, well, actually, funny. Sorry, guys. I was running late. I was actually going to use CK as an excuse as to why I was late.
Is there anything you want to blame on Lou while we're here?
You know, I'm not going to blame Lou for this, but.
But. Oh, unbelievable.
But. It was supposed to be a one-on-one meeting. I felt like I was interrogated there in that 30-minute meeting. Like, honestly, it was supposed to be a one-on-one. Yeah.
You feel interrogated because you were maybe a bit defensive?
I was defensive.
From the lying?
Yeah, I needed my coffee. I'm a grumpy guy if I don't get my coffee. I didn't have my coffee yesterday.
That's true. Maybe it's the guilt that you have.
It was a little bit of the guilt. Okay. I mean, it was the lie. Okay. But also, I will say this. I just needed my coffee. And I didn't want to say that because then it's like, well, why didn't you get your coffee at 127 rather than 129?
That's a valid question.
And it's a fair question. I'm like, you know what? Like, you got me. My bad. I won't do that again. But in reality, I could just have a cop out being like, you know what? Like, what is Lou going to say? Like, you can't talk to CK.
Because here's the part that I don't like about it, respectfully, is it's like that. I was going to be on time, but you know how CK is. Always,
saying hello to me and all.
Always chirping my ear off, right? You know, it's like he loves meetings. He wants to have meetings all the time, and you can't get off a meeting with that guy because he's always. That's the implication.
I don't think so. I don't think
That's
so.
100% what you were doing.
No. It's
Because yeah, he's not even my boss anymore because I'm with corporate.
Yeah. I'm with corporate.
And he's always bothering me.
In that one-on-one meeting that you're now annoyed that he like sort of weaseled his way into, apparently, what's the implication?
I did not say that. I did not say that.
It's you just, implied it.
I was saying pretty heavily. It's in the wording of the email from Lou that it was a one-on-one interview and meeting. And I was like, okay, cool, no problem. And then CK was happened to me.
Are you
also
on that email?
I was not, but I was invited to the meeting via text.
And he joined.
Yeah.
So you had no idea that it was possible he
could be there? No idea. No, I thought it was just me, Lou, and I. Like, in fact, I was going to be like, dude, like, if you want to do Zoom, we can. Like, Lou and I talk, we text. I was like, you just want to call me, whatever.
So I'll be late whenever.
I'll be late.
Yeah, I'll be there when I get there, bro. Here's my question. I'm not accusing Lou of this, by the way, all right? Because I think Lou's a stand-up guy. But do you feel lied to by Lou that it wasn't a one-on-one meeting? And how does it feel to be lied to?
No, it was not. I don't think he lied to me.
He misled you?
He misled me. Because, let's be honest, like, CK's the boss. He's the guy. Like, and then all of a sudden,
and
he's the
better
third
to blame everything on than me?
The boss. I know.
You know, I saw the boss in the hallway.
Like, who better to lie about than the boss?
But absolutely. Then also, yes, you might say that, obviously, now that I got caught with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad. Gosh. But Ryan, in that moment,
it's like you stole something and then you went right to the courthouse and said, I got to tell you, I just stole something. I just robbed that bank over there. Like, that's literally what you did.
Here's the money bag.
I know.
Yeah. But I walked in there with the gun. I was going to rob him. I decided not to, but I guess technically you should put me in jail.
Yeah,
that's kind of what you did.
I know it's kind of what, and that's what it sounds like. But also just if for Lou's sake, if I were to tell him like, oh, like it was CK, if I told him that, no offense, but if I told him that Toby would distract me, he'd be like, dude, like, come on, like you have a meeting to do. But if it's CK, what is he going to do? Like, dude, don't talk to CK.
No offense, CK's Toby.
Yeah, no.
No offense. If it's some peon like Toby.
I can tell you one thing. I was never going to be on that meeting, so you could have used me as an excuse.
I could have, but it wouldn't have been a good enough excuse, in my opinion.
Would have been smarter.
It would have been smarter, I guess. I could have used Drab, but Drab wasn't there.
But so my final one, and I'm trying to get to this one point here. If you feel misled and a bit betrayed by Lou, you think that's going to help change your behavior at all? You didn't like that feeling, did you?
I did not like that. I think Lou should disclose that, like, because at first, again, the messaging was it was a one-on-one.
I got that. I heard that. But it did make you feel good. Right? You didn't like it. Do you think going forward, you could not make others feel that way?
You know, I probably could. I probably could. Mm. Yeah. I probably could. There's some growth that I need to have.
There's some growth there.
Yep. And I think as a corporate employee now, I think I will get that because I am getting used to all these meetings. It's a lot of meetings.
It's a lot of meetings, buddy.
It's a lot of Zoom meetings. And you know what? Like, would I have done anything different? I try not to live with any regrets.
What I hope is somehow, and I know this would be all sorts of HR violation type stuff here, CK, but I would love to see this on a performance review. Like, I'd love to see this incident chronicled and documented when Lou has to file this.
Like a PIP? Yep. We got. Maybe we do a PIP about thick lies.
Thick lies.
No more thick lies.
This one was more thin. The other one I stole was pretty thick. Ryan, CK, thank you both very much.
Of course.